Year's Eve from noon till 6, KBOO Community Radio will feature the Grateful Dead and Friends in a special to thank all you fans who supported us during our highly successful Fall Grateful Dead Marathon. 90.7 FM around Portland, 91.9 in the Gorge, 100.7 up the Willamette Valley, or online at kboo.fm. Saturday, the 31st, noon till 6.
It's 10:30 now, and you're tuned to KBOO Portland. Coming up, it's and by the way, the KBOO program that has just ended has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Food Front Cooperative Grocery, specializing in foods from local and organic producers. Food Front is located in Northwest Portland at 24th and Northwest Thurman. For more information, the number is 503-222-5658. And the program coming up is, as I said, Earthwatch, also hosted by Eduardo de Landeros Chiere, but I'm going to let him introduce the show since I introduced the wrong show last hour. So here's some music to lead into Eduardo's program.
This is, again, it's me, Eduardo de Landeros Tierra, and I'm indeed hosting Earthwatch. And we are expecting a call from Central Mexico, her name, from an organizer, Cristina Obregón, and she has worked intensely in that area, but also dealing with the issues of the femicide or the raping and killing of Mexican women that continues in the border area between Chihuahua and the other side of Texas, and she's been involved with that so far. There has been no resolution on that. The FBI has sort of been working with the Mexican Federal Police, but the Mexican Federal Police have so far been very stubborn about wanting to seriously look at who's doing this, and Cristina has been involved with that, and also Cristina has been working closely with women in northern Mexico, organizing and working with that, some of them part of the Zapatista movement, but not all of them, working with other women, Mexican women in northern Mexico too, and she's down there right now. We are expecting her call because her comments and experiences are so interesting for me. And she's been up here. She recently was up here in Portland with a Chilean journalist who also talked about the role of women. We also looked at what the WTO, other trade agreements have been doing to Mexico, and in particular, the land, the air, and the water. I guess that's called the commons, right? It's the water and the land and all of those resources that you need to live and to be and survive are being taken away. In fact, what used to be your stream is now you're being made for to drink water from, and that's the sort of thing that the government under the federal government under Vicente Fox has been doing in the name of free trade. The Pacific Plan affecting that part of Mexico. The Plan Panama in particular is extremely problematic in that it implements the WTO and NAFTA and CAFTA. With the result that the land has been taken over by corporate agriculture. And the same thing has been taking place on other resources. Many corporations are coming into, southern Mexico and mining companies and oil companies. And so what is happening is that indigenous communities are resisting that or challenging that. And so we're going to be looking at that, I hope, with our guest, Christina. So. I want to invite anybody that's out there that has any questions about the WTO and Zapatista movement, women, and the earth and the destruction of the earth that is taking place in, well, throughout Latin America. So you are invited to make your comments or questions if I can answer them or anything like that. Our phone number here is 503-231-8187. 503-231-8187. And my name is Eduardo. I wanted to do this program. It's consumerism, and I see the crowds in the malls and this insanity that takes place, and this hunger to buy things. And I was thinking about, you know, what is happening in Mexico, my experiences down there, growing up down there too, and the land, and the land is going, is being killed, and crazy images I got. So here I am, and the thing about it is that even though this destruction is taking place, there is resistance, thankfully, a incredible coming together throughout Latin America. In Mexico, we have the Zapatista movement. In Brazil, we have, of course, another one incredible movement, and it's called the Brazilian Land Movement. And there, the experiences between what's happening in Brazil and Mexico have connections in that their land is being corporatized, and the water is being taken away, and they're being charged to drink their own water. But I'll hold that thought. We have a call. And are you there, caller?
Have called with the question as you were talking about it, but my question was, could you describe what is being said that NAFTA is directed to do and TAFTA is directed to do, and what the effects are in actuality, the differences between them, and what they say they're going to do and what they actually wind up doing?
Well, the government under President Vicente Fox has wholeheartedly bought into the World Trade Organization, into its agenda. It also has worked Vicente Fox has worked closely with President Bush and his mess on of WTO and the Plan Panama. Plan Panama is an agreement that affects Central America and Southern Mexico. And it's a more, I like to look at it as the actual working plan of the WTO agenda, and that working plan is, as I said, to make to scientifically cultivate the land, to bring for example, a larger yield crop, and that means bringing in a lot of hybridized seeds in the name of providing a higher yield and increased market for this hybrid seeds.
You're talking about GMO?
Yeah. And that's taking place as we talk. And these seeds are being planted, even though Vicente Fox has, on the face of it, has been complaining about it to President Bush. But yet we have these companies down there. Not only that, we have these corporations. For example, is a big one, Monsanto, another one. Not only selling these seeds, but also pesticides that go with them. But there's been challenges to that by the farmers, and the Zapatista movement has been the thread to that in organizing them, teaching them, teaching these the farmers, educating them, and giving them an option to what the representative from the Vicente Fox government are doing. So I hope that helped a little bit.
Okay, and see the effects of that agricultural design has a bad effect on the farmers as well as the consumers here in Portland?
Okay, first of all, if you could speak up a little bit louder.
Yeah,
the effects have been devastating because they have the money. But they're being forced to enter into these agreements with these corporations so that they get trapped. And what happens if they can't fulfill, their land gets taken away, for example. There's agricultural reps from the Vicente government, from the federal government down there, working with these companies and having these conversations with the farmers and these in their villages, and trying to sell them on these and these this scientific method. And what's happening is they're getting trapped and they're getting the land taken away from them. But like I said, there's a challenge to that, and thankfully that is through the organizing efforts of Zapatista movement. So,
well, thank you. If you can just, I'll take my answer off the air. Give us any idea of what effects those crops are having on people here when they get back to the States, maybe even here as far as Portland, when we buy them as products. And thank you.
Thank you. Well, I recently did a story. I also do news here. And I recently spoke with this researcher at Berkeley who did this incredible groundbreaking study, agricultural study, on the effects of for example, Monsanto seed. And he found data where somehow those seeds were spread to other crops in Mexico. And also he found evidence that some of the crops in the southern part of the United States have been contaminated by these, well, in this case, by the seeds.